This is Dr. Inutigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Callie Marie Javier. Date of birth, March 27, 2005. Case ID number is 767861. Date of exam, January 11, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Jean Wiegand, W-I-E-G-A-N-D, dated 6/16/23, 4/4/23, and 2/20/23. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral palsy and anemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and she did graduate from high school with a high school diploma, but in a special education class. At the present time, she lives in the house, and her mother is working. There is another child that lives with them. The claimant intends to do online college classes, and she wants to teach English literature someday. While the claimant was in high school, she did make very good grades. Allegations, number one, cerebral palsy, number two, anemia. History of allegations, number one, cerebral palsy. The claimant states that since birth, she has had cerebral palsy that has affected mostly her lower extremities. She has weakness of her lower legs and has problems with decreased balance and some mild mental developmental delay where she was in special ed. She denies any seizures, although she did have some seizures when she was younger, which have resolved. She has had no syncopal episodes. The residual symptoms include mild upper, but mainly lower extremity weakness with decreased balance. She does have also some problems with her vision. Her speech is normal, and her mental status is mildly delayed. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet with a walker, stand for 10 minutes, but unable to climb stairs or walk without a walker. Occasionally, she can walk 10 feet to the restroom without a walker if she's feeling okay. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button her clothes and lift 1 or 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. The claimant has had surgeries, which consisted of open reduction, internal fixation with reconstruction and alignment of bilateral femur bones, along with tendon release of the hip tendons in order to allow the claimant to be able to walk better. She does have fairly good results, and it is noted that although she does have some weakness, she is able to ambulate, and her alignment appears to be better aligned than it had been before, according to the mother and the claimant. The surgery was performed in 2018. She does have some mild gait abnormality and suffers from flexion contracture of the right knee, which appears to have been corrected with the surgery, and mild femoral antiversion congenital, along with acquired posterior acuteness of the right lower extremity. However, the surgery appears to have corrected most of these problems. She is pending another surgery with Dr. Marquez to help her with her ambulation a little bit more. She was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and multiple joint contractures. However, her condition appears to be better than it has been before, secondary to the surgeries that were performed. Allegation number two, anemia. The claimant states that in 2018, she was diagnosed with anemia, which was iron deficiency anemia. Her last blood readings were normal. The claimant was a preemie and was a twin baby. Her hemoglobin had dropped down to 11.2 and her platelets were 237, which were borderline low. This started in 2018. She is presently taking iron 65 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her anemia. She's doing fairly well and is stable at this time. Family history. The father is 40 and suffers from hypertension. The mother is 48 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension as well, and post-traumatic stress disorder. She has a sister with a renal transplant and a son with a tumor and cancerous bone cancer at this time. Medical problems, seizures, dash, in remission, cerebral palsy with contractures of the lower extremities, which has been corrected with two surgeries. Anemia, dash, being treated and is normal at this time. Mildly abnormal gait. Fine motor delay and developmental delay. The claimant is able to communicate very well and is planning to go to college. She does have some mild learning disabilities. Flexion contracture of the right knee, which has been surgically corrected. Femoral antiversion congenital, which has been mild to mildly corrected, and acquired posterior acuteness of the right lower extremity, which is still present but appears to be better. The claimant is able to ambulate a little better with less contractures at this time. Social history, tobacco. The mother does smoke, but she doesn't smoke inside the house. Alcohol, the mother denies any history of alcohol abuse in the family. Nobody with delirium tremors. The claimant did have seizures at one time. They have resolved. Substance abuse, there's nobody in the family that uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Medications. The claimant is on iron, 65 milligrams QD. Tylenol, 500 milligrams BID, PRN for pain. Ibuprofen, 200 milligrams BID, PRN for pain. And cetirizine, 10 milligrams POQD. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 91.5 pounds, height 4 feet 10 inches, BP 126 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 71 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 19. General. This is a 18-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his mother, with her mother, who gave most of the history. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 12 feet. Pinhole was not performed. 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There are two bilateral lateral vertical scars measuring 7 centimeters on both hip areas laterally, where surgery was performed to correct alignment of the femur bone bilaterally, which appears to be well healed. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and Romberg sign was negative. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to the cerebral palsy. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms of the lower extremities with some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but deformity was noted, which has been partially corrected with bilateral hip surgery. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to flex at the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have mild abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, secondary to cerebral palsy. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and the claimant was unable to get up on the examination table to do the supine position for straight leg. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees secondary to cerebral palsy. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on her heels and toes and can walk at a fairly normal tandem rate as long as she has a walker with her. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and is unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires a walker most of the time. She states that sometimes she can walk to herself if it's about 10 to 15 feet, but most of the time needs a walker for support. Neurological. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose, grip, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of some mild muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant, she does, and he does hear and speak well. However, the claimant does have some mild decrease cognitive function at this time and has a mild learning disability. She was able to graduate from high school and does have a high school diploma and does intend to go to college. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the lower extremities. The claimant is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows mild evidence of muscle wasting and some fatigue secondary to cerebral palsy. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well with some limitations and does have some restrictive limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to cerebral palsy, which has affected her lower extremities. Probable diagnoses, number one, cerebral palsy of the lower extremities, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to ambulate a little bit and has had surgery to correct some of the deformities. She is pending some surgeries at this time. Allegation number two, anemia, has been treated and is fairly stable at this time with normal blood readings. With normal blood laboratory readings at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Callie Marie Javier.